I came out and I saw this skull sitting on the side of the trail on the right hand side. When I came back by, that skull was sitting right in the middle of the trail. I then took it and moved it back off the trail again. And it's sitting back directly in the middle of the trail. And yet it was not here when I walked out. I've just walked back the exact same way that I walked out. That's incredible. Two or three times now, that skull ends up in the middle of the trail when I'm walking back. Clearly, it's a prophecy. God is showing me that more bad things are coming, that He is going to humble the mighty.
I've been terrified, honestly. I fell into a type of despair, like somehow or another, God was speaking this to me, and I'm finished. It was just horrible. I even laid on the ground for a while, and I wept a little, and I'm just like, Lord, I don't even know what to do. I'm paralyzed by fear.
Before I share the latest prophetic warning and sign the Lord gave me through a bizarre encounter with a large buck deer on the mountain, for the benefit of those new to this ministry, let me briefly share a few other prophetic warnings which already came to pass in the Lord's precise timing. Then, please remember to take this new warning personally and seriously. As you will see, each previous time the Spirit has moved me to make one of these warnings, large numbers of people then die on a precise date and time afterwards. Links to all the video clips shown in this video are in the description. May God bless you as you listen.
Please take what I'm saying seriously. There is no time left for us to be envying each other. There's no time left for us to be acting like little children. It's time for us to grow up. I have been warning you for years, and you just saw in a story where God prophesied through me, and I have told you for years the time was going to come if you didn't get right with God, and you didn't get a solid walk with Jesus Christ. The time was running out. You have to deal with your sin now. You have to take this seriously, brothers and sisters. I have.
The day the Lord finally confirmed for me to post it ended up being February 17th, 2022, 7 days before the war. Two, the video posted just previous to that one was the documentary called The Heavenly Scandal, which showed the detailed account of God connecting my previous spouse's apostasy and the resulting divorce to every single timed event of Noah's Ark and the flood in Genesis chapter 7 and 8 of the Holy Bible, proving His hand was behind all of it. 3. There's a verse in the book of Revelation that speaks of this type of precise timing of God's judgment, just as we saw in the flood account and in my personal testimony in the Heavenly Scandal. And the four angels who had been kept ready for this very hour and day and month and year. Revelation 9:15. 4. We have just seen that the Las Vegas mass shooting was exactly 12 months to the day, and the first U.S. COVID-19 death was 9 months to the day of my initial warnings. 5. This video and the warning was finally posted on February 17th at 8:20 a.m. Russia successfully captured its first target, the Chernobyl nuclear facility, on February 24th at 1700 UTC, which is 9 a.m. Central Standard Time in the United States of America. This is exactly 7 days, 0 hours, and 40 minutes another precise time period matching the precise time periods God chose to do in the Genesis flood account with Noah and in my marriage slash divorce story in the heavenly scandal. 6. This 7-day to the hour warning also matches the exact amount of time which God gave to Noah as a warning before the flood came. 7. Now, perhaps the most remarkable sign of all is the connection to God's dealings with Jesus in Mark chapter 8. The time periods of God's prophecies through me were precise periods of 12 months, 9 months, and 7 days in that order. If we go back to Mark chapter 8, we can see that the first sign God chose to leave of his hand on this was 12 basketfuls, matching the first prophecy and warning which he spoke through me in India. The second sign God gave at another event was the 7 basketfuls, which matches the third prophecy of 7 days between the warning and the war in Russia against Ukraine. That leaves 1 9-month prophecy in the middle, and that's the one regarding the date of the first death in the United States of America of someone who died from COVID-19. And in between the stories of the 12 basketfuls and the 7 basketfuls that God did through Jesus in Mark chapter 8, there is exactly 9,000 people making yet another perfect match to the 9-month prophecy in the middle about COVID-19. Here we have another perfect match to God's word and his dealings therein. First, to Genesis chapter 7 and 8, in my divorce story in the heavenly scandal, and now through Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 8. This is an astonishing confirmation that God is indeed prophesying and warning us of these events in advance of them happening. In the Heavenly Scandal documentary posted on February 11th, 2021, I said this.
Plus, you're not going to want to miss all of the insights that are going to come in the next videos where God gave me a scripture about the meaning and the prophetic meaning of the deer head that you saw me standing out here on this trail holding. There was meaning to that.
For the benefit of those who have not followed God's dealings with me or have not seen the Heavenly Scandal documentary yet, before I explain the prophetic warning of this deer, here is a look at some of the ways in which God has used animals as a prophetic warning or sign in my life for many years.
How did I find all the animals? Well, it really wasn't hard to find the animals, since God brought them right to me, just as he said he would. I just wondered when he would send them. We were nearly finished building the ark when hundreds of spectacular animals arrived. I should have known. God's timing is perfect, and he always keeps his promises.
You know, the Bible has so many stories of God using animals in very perplexing, bizarre ways, making them actually do things that don't fit with their nature in order to accomplish his purposes. 30 minutes later, I'm walking back to my utter amazement. Sitting in the middle of that gigantic pond is now not only that one same bird, but he now has a mate. Wow. I'm just walking and I would have just gotten bitten by this rattlesnake right here. He's literally eating this other snake. Man, I got so afraid. It shocked me. I was in the middle of making a message about this evil thing that's just happened with my children. This is a message to make a track record. Oh, isn't that amazing? Here's a snake. Big black snake as I'm walking by just now making this message. Wow, that's not a coincidence. Wow, that's amazing. Whew. Thank you, Jesus Christ. I saw 666, and now I'm sitting here looking at this beautiful hawk that I just went out and filmed, and I got up to about maybe 6 or 7 feet away from him, and he's not moving, and I'm just realizing how unnatural that is. That
That's amazing. I'm not sure why you just allowed me to do that.
And over the years, I've seen many bizarre things where I know that God was using an animal in some way to send a message to me, to warn me, to communicate to me, to be a sign pointing to something.
Oh my God in heaven, the Lord just spared me again. I cannot believe this. I'm sitting here walking down the trail, and I am going through scriptures looking for God's promises, and I almost stepped on this rattlesnake. He is laying right in the middle of the trail. Look at this. Right in the middle of the trail.
So it's 2:42 p.m. on 1/25/2021, and this hawk is still sitting out here. I've just gone out and shot 9 minutes worth of 4K video, and he's not going anywhere. I got so close to him, and I'm sitting here thinking about how unnatural this is. I also saw the rainbow that I've never seen before today that was all across the bottom of the mountain. I just happened to look out the window, and there was this rainbow literally from one end of the mountain to the other. And it happens on, of all days, today. You know, there's just something, I don't know, there's some kind of like, it's like a sign.
Here it was, 3 days after the 22nd of January, a date the Lord had prophetically pointed me to weeks earlier. More on this later in the story. And on which I was hopeful my apostate spouse would return. Plus, after seeing the rainbow, God led me to Genesis 9:15 through 17, as if to personally promise me that he would never again allow all things to come into death in my life again. At this very time, I still hadn't made the connection between our marriage and the death of the flood story in Genesis 7 and 8, so none of this quite made sense to me yet. Then, while editing this video, I discovered that in between the dates of April 23rd, 2020, the day P left, and January 25th, 2021, the day this hawk and rainbow appeared, not including those two dates, in between them is exactly 9 months to the day.
Bye-bye. I don't know why you let me do that, but that was enjoyable for me. I hope it was enjoyable for you. That's amazing. I'm not sure why you just allowed me to do that.
From the east, I summon a bird of prey to fulfill my purpose, Isaiah 46:11. But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds of the air, and they will tell you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. Job 12:7-10.
I came across this skull and I thought, wow, look at this, you know, and immediately I wondered if it had some meaning to it. Well, in making this video, looking for old videos on something else, I came across a video in the woods where I'm saying, oh, wow, look, here's a buck.
You rarely see him. Good morning. Hi. He's looking at me. I got to be careful. Good morning. Yeah, he's a big old boy.
What was so incredible to me is that as I watched that video, I began to recognize that this deer that I'm holding in my hands, what's left of him, is that actual deer in that video.
Yeah, he's a big old boy. Yeah, look at that big old boy with his proud root. No need to run. You're okay. Yeah, you're all right. Yeah. Yeah, you're okay, buddy. You're a handsome boy. Yeah, you're handsome. Good morning, deer. Good morning. Hi. Hi there. Yeah, you're a handsome boy. Look at you.
Video, and I thought to myself, what are the chances of me even seeing this deer to begin with in the wild, much less having caught a video of him, much less happen to come across his dead skull when he is dead? I thought, wow, that really makes you wonder. And so I've had all these things that have made me wonder where I've seen animals, snakes, and hawks do things that don't make any sense.
But look at him, he's not rattling or anything. I would have just totally walked right up on this guy.
Clearly I see God is doing something here. He's making a sign and a symbol. But I tell you, the one that has made me wonder the most, the one that has been the most exciting evidence of God using animals in my life as a sign, is definitely Esther the chicken.
Today will be day 13. That she's not laid an egg. Today is July 11th, 2020. So I'm just gonna keep a little track record here. And no egg. I still believe that these three eggs that were given were a sign. So today is like day 13. And I am just convinced that there is something to this. I forgot also to check for the egg this morning. Wow. Yep, no egg.
It is 6:55 in the morning on July 23rd. Today is day 90 that my wife has been gone. To my disappointment, there's no egg. I don't know why I have this feeling about this egg thing. It seems so foolish, but I'd rather be a fool believing God than somebody who's got it all together and not trusting God. Oh my goodness gracious, today is September 20th, 2020. I'm starting to cry. I don't want to cry over this. Today is September 20th. Today's day 150 and I just opened and there's eggs in here. What did you just say when you saw those eggs in there?
You've got to be joking.
Can you believe what you're seeing with your own eyes? I cried, Tyler. I began to cry when I looked in there and saw that she was sitting on them, Tyler.
Man. Wow. Those are her eggs.
There had already been a perfect match between our India marriage and our U.S. visa process with all the 40s and 7s in the Genesis flood. But I had no idea that God was going to continue making connections to the flood. You can see here we have another match between the 150 days in which the floodwaters prevailed on the earth and the 150 days between my spouse leaving and Esther the chicken suddenly laying her next eggs. In the rest of this episode, I'm going to share from my personal journal recordings the terrifying moment where God revealed to me that there was indeed a prophetic meaning to this deer. When God showed me the meaning with a terrifying passage of Scripture, in all humility, I first applied it to myself and considered that the Lord could be speaking this warning directly to me. I've stated for years that I am not beyond being able to fall away from the faith or out of the grace of God. I believe once saved, always saved is a tragic lie that will condemn more professing Christians than perhaps any other false teaching out there. First, I'm going to share a recording from exactly 30 days after the revelation about the deer came on January 20th, 2022, which will show you the remarkable way which God showed me that he wanted me to share the sign of this deer skull.
January 20th, 2022. So I haven't really done a very good journal entry in a while. I'm just going to try to capture some pretty amazing thoughts and things that have happened. Oh my goodness gracious, another bone right in the middle of the trail. I don't know why this keeps happening. This is just so bizarre. This was not here when I came by. I mean, this is incredible. I'm the only person on this trail. This has now happened three times where this skull ends up right in the middle of the trail, and there's even less of this skull. Just incredible. I mean, what are the chances of this? This is really quite remarkable. It has to be that this is a sign from God, because the deer thing is a sign. Lord, do you want me to tell the sign of the deer? That's incredible. Two or three times now, that skull ends up in the middle of the trail when I'm walking back. There's nothing to eat on it, so an animal's not doing it. It's been out here for months. There's nobody that has followed behind me on this trail. It's soaking wet and nasty. Nobody would want to come out here today anyhow. Wow, that is amazing, God. That's amazing. Wow, 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 wow.
Michael commentary. Now I'm going to switch to the recording where I first realize the meaning of the dead deer. The date is exactly 30 days earlier on December 21st, 2021. It is December 21st, 2021, 7:48 in the morning. I've had a very terrifying thing happen this morning. It's very, very weird. I have had the fear of God and judgment come upon me, and I almost fell into despair. Last night is the night that I finished the front part of the video where I show how God has used many times animals as a sign to me. And then the video is with me with this deer carcass. And I'm explaining how it makes you wonder, after seeing the signs that I've seen with animals, what about the fact that on January 9th, I came across that buck and happened to capture it on video and didn't remember it, went on 324 days later, November 28th, 2021, I came across for the first time the dead skull and antlers of a 5-point deer. Then while working on this video, I come across the video by accident that I made on January 9th about the buck, and suddenly I realize, oh my goodness, this is the same deer. And I just think to myself, what are the chances of me seeing that buck to begin with, getting my video out, videoing it, and then 10 months and 20 days later, coming across his carcass, exactly 10 months and 20 days later. Felt very odd. 10 and 20 are, you know, they could be seen as two numbers of completion. It's 324 days between the two dates, and I've been wondering, you know, what is this, Lord? You know, and I even kind of left it open in the video that I never come to a meaning of it. So this morning, I just feel led to look up scriptures pertaining to the number of days, 324 days. I just wondered if I would come across anything. I see 751 right now. Men tell of your wonderful deeds, and how I take encouragement from that alone. I've been terrified, honestly. I fell into a type of despair, like somehow or another God was speaking this to me, and I'm finished. It was just horrible. I even laid on the ground for a while, and I wept a little, and I'm just like, Lord, I don't even know what to do. I'm paralyzed by fear. I thought there was just no way that this could be a coincidence, that I'm standing there holding this carcass of this dead deer yesterday to make this example, and then I come here today and find out Ezekiel 32:4. It reads, I will leave you stranded on the land to die. All the birds of the heavens will land on you, and the wild animals of the whole earth will gorge themselves on you. I will scatter your flesh on the hills and fill the valleys with your bones. And I'm absolutely shocked. I will drench the earth with your gushing blood all the way to the mountains, filling the ravines to the brim. And I'm going, you could not have found a more specific verse in the whole of the Bible that could provide meaning to why I'm standing there 10 months and 20 days later holding a dead deer carcass where you know that the animals have devoured it. That's how it got so cleaned up. There was nothing left but a little bit of leather on the forehead. I mean, it just felt horrible. I don't think I've ever felt so terrified by anything I've ever read in the Word of God as if I don't recall ever feeling this terrified, as if God was sending judgment upon me. And the message and context is for Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, is to receive this message. And it starts out in verse 2, you think of yourself as a strong young lion among the nations, but you are really just a sea monster, heaving around in your own rivers, stirring up mud with your feet. And I think about how many, it says, therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, I will send many people to catch you in my net and haul you out of the water. I will leave you stranded on the land to die. All the birds of the heavens will land on you, and the wild animals of the whole earth will gorge themselves on you. I will scatter your flesh on the hills and fill the valleys with your bones. I just, for some reason, I took it upon myself as if God could be saying this to me. And I thought, well, Lord, I have disobeyed you a few times along the way. And you've been so strict, you know, in the past. And I've said, God, I've even said to you, if you sent me to hell, I would never fight against it. I would trust that your judgments are right. And I felt myself saying, yes, I deserve this. I deserve exactly what's written here. And suddenly this just fear came upon me, and I barely have been able to recover from it. And I just, suddenly it slowly started to kind of go away. And I just wonder, I'm like, God, what is this? Is this a warning to other people? I mean, what is this, God? Is this a warning to America, or is this just a coincidence? What are the chances of this being this scripture? I will leave you stranded on the land to die. Here I see this strong deer, this buck, and I'm saying, oh, you're so handsome, you're so handsome. And he looks fully alive, and he's not, you know, he's very vigorous. He's able to jump around real quick. And now 11, 10 months and 20 days later, I find him, only thing left is his bones. There's got to be some picture in this, how quickly strength can turn into nothing. And you think of yourself as a strong young lion. Here was a strong deer. And now he's nothing but bones. I think to myself, is this a picture of America? You think of yourself as a strong young lion among the nations, but really you're just a sea monster heaving around in your own river, stirring up mud with your feet. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will send many people to catch you in my net and haul you out of the water. I will leave you stranded on the land to die. All the birds of the heavens will land on you, and all the wild animals of the whole earth will gorge themselves on you. I will scatter your flesh on the hills and fill the valleys with your bones. Wow, I mean, this is just terrifying. I just cried out. I'm like, God, you have to give me mercy. You have to show me what is this? What does this mean? I've been trying to talk to Lisa even recently about how severe God is. We're so foolish. We just think, oh, he just forgives us. He knows we're just weak. Well, of course he does. But if you fear him, he has compassion on you. If you're afraid of him, he has compassion on you. Man, I tell you, this put the fear of God in me this morning like a way, like I thought, wow, God, this is terrifying. The truth of the matter is that if we all are prideful, this is God striking pride. You think of yourself as a strong young lion. It's amazing how I've just had all this insight about humility. And, you know, you can look at that deer and he looks so strong, like when he jumps from one set of the rocks to the other. He just looks like he's so effortless. He's just got so much energy and he's so strong. He's very thick. He's a very strong looking deer. And I think to myself, that could apply to me. Although I'm bragging about my weakness of late, I don't know, somehow or another, that doesn't seem to fit for me, because I'm always talking about how weak we are, and Lisa and I are just throwaways. And I mean, I literally just talked to her about it last night. I said, you know, we're just a couple of weak throwaways in the eyes of men. She kind of snickered a little bit. And I said, no, honey, you know we are. We are weak. We are nothing. She agrees, but I think she misunderstood what I was saying. But this is terrifying to think about. And it's almost like God is showing me this is what happens when you're prideful. You know, he who exalts himself will be brought low and humbled. Pride comes before the fall. And I've just been quoting to Lisa Habakkuk 1:11. In fact, I just read her the book a couple of nights ago. They are guilty men whose own strength is their God, speaking of the Babylonians. And here God is speaking of Egypt, whose own strength was their God. And God says, oh, you don't have any strength. How could that not apply to America? We think we're so strong. I mean, the truth of the matter is that this is a message that applies to every human being on the planet.
I've been talking about how God cannot resist blessing humility, and God cannot resist striking down and bringing his wrath upon pride. He just cannot resist it. These are two things God cannot resist doing. This deer looks so strong. I've even told him many times, I'm like, Lord, even if I end up in hell, I know that I deserve it. And I will never argue with God. Like, even though I really kind of felt like maybe he's showing this to me this morning, I did not argue with him at all. I just felt horrible horror come across me. But I will not argue with God about this. He is just and right. It's somehow or another, I know that Father is so, his judgments are pure and just and right. And if he threw me into hell, I hate to admit it, but I could say amen to him. That's why I don't question when I see something like that. Man, that terrified me. I thought my whole day is ruined. Tyler's wanting to do something today. I'm like, God, I won't be able to do anything. I'm paralyzed in fear. I mean, who am I to think I'm not beyond God's judgment and condemnation when look what happened to Moses? He had one moment where he failed. And he touched God's glory and didn't see fit to set God apart as holy and honor him. And then he struck the rock instead of speaking to it. And God wouldn't let him into the promised land. It's terrifying to think about it. Any message God gives through me is a message to me also. I'm not beyond the people. I don't ever want to just go, yeah, well, that's for somebody else. If anything, maybe that deer will help me to remember. You know, this is really interesting. I just now recall that on the mountain yesterday, I asked the Lord God, help me to remain small in my own eyes. I remember what happened to King Saul. And he was told by the prophet Samuel, you used to be small in your own eyes. He was humble. And then he became proud. And I asked the Lord just yesterday, I said, Lord, help me to remain small in my own eyes. Perhaps remembering that deer. It's pretty incredible to see on video such a sign of strength and prowess. I mean, he's even intimidating to me a little bit because, you know, bucks have been known to attack people and they could really do some damage to you. And so I was on guard, knowing that he's very strong. And then there I am holding his head in the video. Wow.
This is what's going to happen to all who are prideful, to all who look so strong. And this is a picture of how the strength of men is going to come to nothing. And all those who have trusted in their pride and gave lip service to God are actually going to have their bones literally scattered on the earth, and their flesh is literally going to be devoured by birds of prey that God literally summons to do so. It is absolutely incredible. Wow, I mean, that's amazing. Oh man. God just continues to show me these signs. Wow, wow, wow. Never had anything like this happen in all these years of coming out here. Suddenly I'm seeing all these dead bones. Clearly it's a prophecy. God is showing me that more bad things are coming, that he is going to humble the mighty. Wow. May God in Jesus' name give me clarity on it. And if he ever wants me to speak it, I'll speak it. Wow, wow, wow. I think I'm just going to end this recording now. I'm kind of disturbed by that.
He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, who cried in a loud voice to all the birds flying in midair, come, gather together for the great supper of God, so that you may eat the flesh of kings, generals, and mighty men, of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, small and great. Revelation 19, 16 through 18.
Listen, let me just say one thing. Every single person who ever watches this video who has not yet humbled themselves before Jesus Christ, your day is coming. You are going to be humbled. The Bible tells us that every single knee will bow and every single tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord, but it will not be unto eternal life for those. If you do not humble yourself now before this great God, you will be humbled, but for all of eternity. If you humble yourself now before this God, Jesus Christ promised, the man who humbles himself shall be exalted. The man who exalts himself shall be humbled. One of the most difficult barriers in the whole of the universe to having a fruitful relationship with God and having the hope for eternity and life hereafter is the pride that sits inside of every human heart born in the bosom of Satan, who first exalted himself above God. Humble yourself. Are you willing right now to see that you've just seen a power of God that you've never seen in any video? Oh, you see all kinds of people talking about it and fascinating historical facts and digs over in Jerusalem and microscope evidence and telescopic evidence. You've just seen real life evidence. The arguments stop here. This is not an issue of doctrine. This is an issue of life. You've just been confronted that there is a real God who expects you to really repent, who expects you to really obey and really live. The righteous shall live by faith. What are you going to do in response to this? Shall you continue to live the way you've gotten? Shall you continue to pretend as if you're not going to die and as if you're not going to? It is appointed for a man to die once and after that to face judgment. I challenge you, if you do not know this God, to humble yourself before him before it is too late. Because if he has to humble you, it will be too late. You have an opportunity here.
One final note. Look at God's remarkable timing of this sign and the prophetic warning to us about pride. It came to me in the very same month as the Holy Spirit had given me those remarkable insights on humility, which many of you have shared your appreciation for. Here again, we can see an example of God's kindness and sternness and the blessings and cursings of Deuteronomy 28.